Okay, thank you all for coming. Good afternoon. We would just want to give you some updated information from our press release that we had this morning at 9 a.m. As part of the ongoing investigation into the multiple homicides in Texas County, the names of some of the shooting victims are being made available for release at this time. They are Gerald D. Aldridge, age 52, Julie Ann Aldridge, age 47, they are husband and wife, Harold Wayne Aldridge, age 50, Janelle Arlissa Aldridge, age 48, they are also husband and wife. Three victims' names are not being released pending notification of their next of kin. The elderly woman is identified as Alice L. Aldridge, 74. Although her cause of death appears to be of natural causes, a postmortem examination will be performed tomorrow, February 28, 2015. The shooter is identified as Joseph Jesse Aldridge, age 36, of Tyrone, Missouri, and he is the son of Alice Aldridge. He is believed to be cousins of the previously named victims. A motive for the killing has yet to be determined. All of the victims' residences are located within a 3-square-mile radius of Tyrone. All officers have cleared from the crime scenes, from the 6 crime scenes, and the investigation continues by the Missouri State Highway Patrol and the Texas County Sheriff's Department. We will take your questions at this time. And like I said, this is Texas County Sheriff James Sigmund.
The other three victims that you're not naming right now, were they all in the same, not the Aldridge family, but all the same family?
No.
They're not?
No.
You know, if one of them belonging to a couple was in the hospital and not home, therefore escaping, potentially being a victim?
No.
You know?
No, they weren't.
Sheriff, can you, the best of your ability, lay out in chronological order what exactly happened last night?
Well, my office received a call about 10:15 p.m. last night of from a juvenile female of shots being fired out in the Tyrone area. My deputies responded upon arrival at the address, found two deceased victims. A short time later, I was notified again by phone that we had another shooting a few miles away. One deceased and one injured victim there. We began working these scenes. We discovered a couple other scenes with deceased victims.
That injured person, have you had a chance to talk to them?
Briefly last night.
And what information did you get from them?
Not anything I'm willing to release right now.
Can you tell us where folks live, where the victims, which home?
I'll tell you the Tyrone area.
Okay. How were you able to find the other crime scenes? Somebody lead you to them?
We started checking family.
Sheriff, the Associated Press is reporting that the shooter came home, found his mother dead on the couch, and then went on this rampage. Can you confirm?
No, I can't.
Sheriff, does Joseph Aldridge have a past criminal history? Like, do y'all know him pretty well?
I didn't know him personally.
But I mean, does law enforcement have you guys had involvement with him before?
I know he has a minor criminal history.
Anything major?
Not that I recall.
Do you know if he lived with his mother at the time, or?
Best of our knowledge, he's been with her for quite some time.
How many weapons were used in the shooting?
Just one.
What gun?
A handgun.
Have you been able to determine what order this happened in yet?
No, sir.
Is there any additional ammunition found with the shooter when you found his body and the handgun?
I didn't respond to that scene, but as my understanding, there was.
How far away is that from Tyrone?
Fifteen to 20 miles, probably.
How's the surviving victim doing?
As far as I know, she's expected to be okay.
Can you tell us where she was shot?
No.
Are any of the other victims children?
No.
And she's the one who led you to the suspect?
We obtained part of our information from her.
The victims that are not identified, are they in the same family as the victims you did identify? They're not? They are?
They are not.
But are they in a family themselves?
I really don't want to get into that. You know, I released the names of the victims that that I can right now. We'll get the names of the other victims later.
Do you have witnesses to any of these other than the girl that ran for help and the woman that's in the hospital?
Could you repeat that question, please?
Do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Do you know anything about the relationship between the shooter and the people you cannot name right now?
It is a small community out there. You know, everybody knows everybody, but as far as what their personal relationship is, I couldn't tell you.
How large is the community?
There's probably 50 people in the immediate area.
In such a small community, I mean, what's the degree of this crime compared to other things that we've seen in the past?
Well, crime like this in any community is pretty major. So, it's not something we're used to seeing.
Did the shooter suicide victim leave a note or an explanation?
No.
Have you been able to find anything that would lead you to a motive at this point?
We're still working that.
How was the shooter found?
We had several units patrolling a wide area, and he was actually found in the middle of the highway, his vehicle.
In the middle of the highway?
Yeah.
Which highway was it?
WW.
Still inside your vehicle?
Correct.
What kind of vehicle was it?
The GMC pickup.
We had information that he was found on a gravel road about a mile off of WW.
Like I said, I didn't respond to the scene. My understanding was that he was still on the highway.
Okay. Was he in his own car? Was that his car he was in?
I'm not sure if it was his car or his mother's car.
Okay.
Was the vehicle still running?
Yes.
In a case like this, if he didn't leave a note, how do you possibly even start trying to determine a motive?
Ask lots of questions.
Of whom?
Family, neighbors.
Are you looking for anybody else, or is this shooter the one that you're focused on?
No, we're not looking for anyone else.
Yes, sir, could you just talk about what I assume must be a high level of difficulty in investigating this? I mean, maybe you might have a homicide here once a year, if at all. Now you've got 9 dead people, 1 natural cause. Just trying to deal with the sheer volume of the size of this case and all the evidence.
Well, that's where you work together. We've worked with the Highway Patrol. Several other agencies come out and assisted us in it. We work together, pull our resources, and we'll accomplish what we need to do.
What is the last time your county had a homicide?
A year and a half ago, probably.
About what time was the shooter found in the car?
Called about
around 5:30 this morning, I believe.
Yeah.
We have information that his mother was suffering from some medical condition. Do you have any insight on what it was?
I can't confirm or deny that. I don't know what her medical conditions were.
You said that Joseph Aldridge, the shooter, had a minor history with law enforcement. Have you been able to determine whether he had any mental history?
No.
Well, I think Sergeant Kinder said the body was reported about 5:30 this morning. Is that right?
Somewhere in that neighborhood around 5:30 a.m.
It started about 10:15 when you got the call last night. So we're looking at 7-hour time span there. Is there any way at all to determine where the shooter may have gone during those 7 hours or sequence of events?
You know, we're still early in this investigation. We've still got family and people to talk to. You know, we're not going to have all the answers today.
Sorry to repeat this if it was an earlier question, but did the shooter's mother's death have anything to do with or instigate the string of murders here?
I have no idea.
Was the car in, did he park it, stopped in the middle of the highway, or had he crashed and pulled off, or did he was in the middle of the highway?
Like I said, I didn't respond to that scene. All I know is that the vehicle's in the highway.
Do you know how much time elapsed between the first shooting and the final shooting?
No. No, we don't have a timeline on that.
You said he had a handgun, no other weapons in that pickup truck with him?
No.
And you said he had additional ammunition, do you know how much?
No, I don't know.
Are you confident there are no other victims out there that have not been discovered yet?
we're hopeful. We checked a wide area, went door to door. Like I said, we had multiple officers out last night. We went door to door. We checked other family members in other towns. You know, I'm confident that we did a good search. So.
How many places do you think you searched?
It'd be hard to put a number on. So, I mean, I couldn't tell you.
Was the victim who survived able to tell you anything about what the shooter said as he came in? Or
was, but I won't release that at this point. So.
She did talk about it?
Yes.
The victims who were deceased, was there any evidence that they put up a fight? Were they sleeping? Was it just a total ambush?
That's another thing I won't discuss at this point.
Can you tell us what caliber gun it was, and maybe if you know if it was stolen or legal?
Yeah, we're still working on that. It was a 45 caliber.
45?
Yes, ma'am.
And it belonged to him?
Like I said, we're still working on that.
Was it just a little unbelievable as this was going on last night? You found a couple victims here and you found a couple victims there, thinking there couldn't be more, and yet there was more, and then there was more. And what was that like for you guys as you were investigating last night?
I hope it ends. You know, that's what it was like.
So. Tell us what that does to your deputies.
Well, you know, it's hard on them, I'm sure. You know, it's hard on everyone. We pull together and, you know, brotherhood, we're going to work together. We'll get through it.
Because you all, it's such a small place, you all must have known some of these people, huh?
Yeah.
Sheriff, somebody said that, lives in the town, said that a big percentage of the town is this family. A lot of relatives live along that stretch of the road by Tyrone. Is that correct?
Yes.
Any idea what percentage of the residents of that area are from the same family?
No, I have no idea.
Since these crime scenes were homes, was it any indication they were broken into, or was he allowed in, or do we know
that? There was no signs of forced entry into any of them.
Do people tend to lock their doors around here?
You know, we're a large county, but a lot of small communities. You know, we still feel safe around here most of the time. So,
you know. The three victims whose names have yet to be released, you're waiting to hear from the next kin. Are they located in the state, or where are they located?
Yeah, in the state.
How many people actually live in Tyrone?
You know, the population, I can tell you.
We'll take just a couple of more questions here, and then we want to make sure everybody got a printed copy of the press release. And if you haven't, to come and see me, and we will get you a copy of that.
Can you just clarify the number of bodies found at each scene?
We had three scenes with two bodies, two scenes with one body, and then the suspect scene.
Do you know how long the mother?
No, I haven't determined that.
Has there been a recent murder in Tyrone in your memory?
No.
Counselors are said to be on scene at schools. Is there any relationship to any of the teachers or any staff at the school?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, we'll do one more question.
What do you need from the community, from media? What's the one thing you
want to
get out?
Just, you know, start locking your doors. You know, it's the world's changing. You know, you've got to be safe.
Okay. Sir, the math doesn't quite add up. Three scenes with two bodies, so three places there were two bodies found. And then there were two scenes, you said, with one body. Okay, that includes the mob.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you all very much. We'll, like I said.
Are you expecting any updates over the next several hours?
Not today.
Sergeant Kinder, would you say this is the largest mass shooting or murder case in Missouri history?
You know, I'm not sure. That's a good question, but I'm not sure. I know it is for this part of the country.
Yeah. You know, like I said, this investigation, we're still early in it. You know, we'll get out the information we can, when we can. And I think we got lots of email addresses. My secretary does. If she doesn't have any of yours, please stop in at my office over there, give her an email address. We have updates. we'll get them to you.
So the additional three victims will probably be emailed out.
Yeah, when I'm confident that all the family's been notified, I'll release those names.
Do the event will be today yet?
Doubtful.
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 Thanks, Sheriff.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks.